nowadays, when you hear people invoking the Spirit on his own and pointing to the Spirit in terms of gifts and so forth, it really takes away from the biblical focus. It begins to turn the Holy Spirit into a kind of a super force that can supercharge the Christian for a super life. And there, you know, maybe folks might think I'm overstating the case, but listen to a little bit of some of the TV and evangelical preachers, and you'll hear that kind of focus for its own sake. So the Spirit becomes kind of the great sugar daddy of the Trinity, who doles out power to those who are most faithful, who pray the right kind of prayers, prayer Jabez kind of stuff, you know, who have dedicated themselves, who are truly obedient, and therefore are able to achieve victory in their life and the material rewards that go along with that that befit a child of God. It becomes kind of a spiritual success story and a spiritual pull yourself up by your bootstraps with a little bit of help from another, rather than looking to the cross for all things and then taking on the cross as that cruciform life, that life of service that characterizes the true Christian as the Scripture lays it out before us.